a leader to the first atomic bomb. However, until the end of the 18th century, despite the advent of the strict scientific method during the life of Descartes in the 17th century, the existence of atoms remained unconfirmed. In 1789, progress was made when the French scientist Antoine Lavoisier posited the law of conservation of mass. He confirmed that, when a chemical reaction occurred, the final product had the same mass as the sum of its products. With the discovery of the law of definite proportions, that is, chemical reactions form compounds of a given stoichiometry. In 1799, also in France, developments in atomic science crossed the channel to England, where they stayed and were refined during the 19th century. There, John Dalton performed various chemical experiments and noticed that matter seemed to be composed of various elementary particles. Dalton discovered that different chemical reactions formed unique structures, marking the first time the existence of the atom was scientifically confirmed. Dalton went on to identify the masses of individual atoms, though with some inaccuracy. Indeed, the unit of atomic mass, the atomic mass unit, AMU, is also referred to as a Dalton in his honor. Despite his landmark discovery, Dalton's theory remained controversial. In part, some of Dalton's inaccurate conclusions doomed his theory. For example, Dalton thought that the most basic profile of an individual substance was one atom of each of its component chemicals. To Dalton, water was thus HO, rather than the later confirmed H2O. When scientists tried to use his theory, they thus ran into problems. By the end of the 19th century, however, British physicist J.J. Thomson improved on Dalton's theory by discovering the first subatomic particle, the electron. Thomson posited the raisin pudding theory, where atoms were each neutrally charged through a balance of negatively charged raisins surrounded by a positively charged pudding. Rutherford and the subatomic nucleus. Thomson proposed his pudding theory in 1897, but it wouldn't last long. Just over a decade later, one of his students, Ernest Rutherford, disproved the theory. Rutherford was a New Zealander by birth, but was studying in England at Cambridge under Professor Thomson. After graduating from Cambridge, he moved on to Montreal's McGill University as a professor, and then returned to England to become professor of physics at Manchester. There, he made a landmark discovery. In 1910, Rutherford noticed something unique about atoms. The weight of an individual atom seemed to be held almost entirely in a tiny core that carried a positive charge. Rutherford bombarded atoms using cathode rays to further explore the structure of the atom. Eventually, he posited that the nucleus was surrounded by electrons that orbited around it in a planetary model. With this, Rutherford was able to split the atom for the first time in history by removing hydrogen from nitrogen atoms. He realized, however, that he was simply removing positively charged particles, which he termed protons, from the nitrogen atom, and that hydrogen was made up of these protons alone. He found the mass of an individual proton to be nearly 2,000 times greater than that of an individual electron. Rutherford's experiments led to the great discovery that put the world in motion towards an atomic bomb. His theory, however, was imperfect. Over the next decades, scientists perfected his work. Atomic research after World War I. Before the Great War, research in atomic theory was concentrated solely in Europe. The United States clung to old-fashioned physics, while the Europeans moved on to more sophisticated topics. Only after the war did the United States embark into the realm of atomic research, first in California, at Berkeley. Ernest Lawrence, a Berkeley physics professor, began toying with generating high energy through particle acceleration. Because a linear accelerator would have to be miles long to generate enough energy, Lawrence opted for a spiral model, which he dubbed a cyclotron. Throughout the 1920s and into the 1930s, Lawrence accelerated atoms faster and faster, increasing the amount of energy, measured in electron volts, he was able to produce. Lawrence's experiments received a boost in the early 1930s from events taking place in Europe. With Adolf Hitler's rise to power in Nazi Germany, Jews were facing violent persecution at a time when many of them held positions of high prestige in German universities. Nations around the world offered to give the fleeing Jews a new home, including the United States, which